The slave is known as Fortune. He, his wife, and three children were owned by a doctor whose medical practice was in Waterbury. After Fortune died, the doctor used his skeleton as a teaching tool for students. Later, it was donated to the Mattituck Museum and put on display. The skeleton was called Larry. After the display was removed in the 1980s, researchers determined that the bones were in fact those of the slave Fortune. Bob Burns is director of the Mattituck Museum.
Recently, we partnered with Quinnipiac University's Forensic School, and they're working on creating a 3D image of what Mr. Fortune's face would most likely have looked like based on the surviving skull. They also did a high-density scan that enables us to do a 3D printing of the bones.
And because it's possible to make copies of the bones, Fortune's remains will now be interred. Burns says a local priest will perform the burial, a funeral director has donated the coffin, and Riverside Cemetery in Waterbury is providing a plot.
We've invited all of the local African-American churches in Waterbury to participate by attending, by having their ministers sit on the altar, or by providing music.
The Connecticut slave will be buried in September. For WNPR, I'm Diane Orson.